What a great God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth
does indeed adore him.
What a great, mighty, awesome, I want to add pleasant, kind God that we do indeed serve. Man, by the name of Prophet Walker, years ago, used to get on his knees and pray before he would preach, and he would say, "Oh, kind spirit." Used to love to him say that. Talking about our God was rich in mercy, great in kindness, dominant in strength. The God who beside him, there absolutely is none other. We bless him this morning for his goodness. We bless him for waking us up this morning, clothing in our right mind with the use and the activity of our limbs. I missed some of you last night. Some of you took a little break last night. You got caught up in your turkey and your dressing and your mac and cheese and forgot God. But I'm grateful that even though you forgot him last night, when you woke up, new mercy hit you. Hey! My goodness, mercy hit you this morning. Sister Purdy, I'm going to allow you to talk for a couple of minutes and then pray. You can pace yourself and slow yourself down a little bit sometimes. Just slowly say what you're going to say, whatever God gave you, and then pray at 6:07. You got to 6:15. Go for it.
Yes, sir. More grace, Pastor, in the name of Jesus. Father, we do give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on this morning. We do thank God for the rising of the sun and to the going down of the same. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endure forever. And Father, we just come before your throne of grace right now, God, to lift up your will concerning this prayer call on today, Lord, and that you would get the glory with nothing missing, nothing broken, and nothing lacking. Oh, Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. So God is dealing with me about prevail, and I'll be coming from Matthew 16 and 18. And he says, "And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." So Jesus was talking to Peter, and Peter was a rock, but Jesus was the rock. And yet our Lord, he was distinguishing Peter, you know, as being solid, as being firm, as being a support system in building his church, his apostolic church, the church of the gospel, of the word of God. And Peter, he was being transformed to be reliable because of his confession of Jesus being the Christ and the Son of the living God. So we're going to go into prayer concerning prevail on this morning, because such as what God was doing unto Peter, God is doing the same thing unto our man of God, our overseer. My God, my Savior, he's transforming him to be that rock in this end time. God is raising us up. He's raising up Kingdom City Church as an end time ecclesia. We are the called out ones. And so God is bringing forth his drawing power to bring us into that divine place where he will have us to be according to how it's already written in the volume of the books. So let's raise your right hand and say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, we come forth from the divine barracks of Kingdom City Church. We come forth from the supernatural garrison of this 30-day prayer call as the army of the Lord, as a special task force, as troops of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and as a defense system to ward off opposition. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we just come before your throne of grace, God. Father, we come, God. Oh, Father, that you will send the anointing for us to prevail, Father, in Jesus' name. The earth is yours, Lord, and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. Oh, Father, you have founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of you, Lord? Or who shall stand in your holy place, God? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. We thank you, Father, that we shall receive the blessings from you, Lord, and righteousness from the God of our salvation. We thank you, Father, that we are the generation of them that seek you, God, that seek thy face, Father. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and even lift them up, the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. And we thank you, Lord of hosts, for leading and guiding us and showing us, God, how to prevail, Father. Oh, God, in this self-same hour, God. Oh, God, that you will get the glory, God, for the mantle, God, that you're placing on our man of God, Lord. Oh, God, that he will show us the way, God. Oh, God, that he will teach us, God, and that when we are old, God, we will not depart from it, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, you said in your word, God, in Jeremiah 20 and 11, but the Lord is with us as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore, our persecutors shall stumble, God, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. And God, we thank you, God, that your word is true, God, that your word does not tell lies. And we thank you, God, for rising up, God, and taking your place with us on this morning, God. We thank you, God, for leading us, God, to prevail, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, you said in John 17 and 18, God, that you have sent us into the world, that as you were sent into the world, Lord, that even God, we also were sent into the world, God. And Father, you have called us to represent where you have sent us, God. Oh, Father, you called us to represent the dominion that you've given us, God, in Genesis 1, Father. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, you called us to represent the power that you've given us, God, in Luke 10, over all the powers of the enemy, God, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, you called us, God, here to represent, God, in Ephesians 2 and 6, God, where you have raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, you called us, God, to represent, God, Deuteronomy 28, God, where you have made us the head, God, and not the tail, Lord. Hey, God, the lender, not the borrower, above and not beneath, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you said, Lord, from the days of John the Baptist unto now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. And God, we come to take our place by force, God. Oh, God, we come to prevail, God. Oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for sending in your angel, God, of compassion, Lord, to compile all the prayers that has already gone out into the earth, God, concerning this 30-day prayer call, Lord. We thank you, God, for compiling it into an arsenal against the enemy of the cross, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for compiling, God, these prayers into conquering winds to pursue the enemy as thunder, God, into the pits of hell, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for compiling these prayers, God, into a sword, God, that it would decapitate the head of the enemies, God, that have come up against us, God. Hey, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for compiling these prayers into the hurricane winds, God. Hey, God, a stormy wind, God, to wreak havoc in the enemy's camp, Father. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, God. Hey, Lord, that you have commanded your angel of compilation, God, to excel in strength, God, to do mighty exploits. Hey, God, as we stand in our lot, God, and where you say, man, out to always pray and not faint, God, and we come to pray, God, we come to press into toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, let these prayers become a bomb, God, hey, to blow up and obliterate, God, hey, the aroma of the enemy, hey, the scenery of the enemy, oh, God, the entryway of the enemy, God, hey, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that we prevail, God, and that the gates of hell shall not prevail, God, oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, hey, the gates of hell can't prevail, God, oh, Father, in Jesus' name, because the blood of Jesus has already exonerated everything, God, that concerns us, God, and Father, we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise, God, in Jesus' name, amen.
There are things that have been written concerning your life. Jesus said in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7, behold, I come. And he said, I come in the volume of the book as it is written of me to do thy will, O God. What does that mean? It was written in Psalm 40 and 7. Then it came back again in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7. But Jesus let them know that he was doing based on what was written in the book. What does that mean? That means that there's a book that's been written concerning your life, concerning your destiny, concerning your future. That's right. That in the eternal realm, God has written something concerning your life. We are praying tonight. Halabo shakandili kidahamasa. We are praying tonight that whatever was written in the volume of the book concerning our life will be fulfilled. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. That what was written of me in the volume of the book shall come to pass. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that everything that has been written in the volume of the book concerning my life, I thank you, my prophetic destiny and my purpose. I thank you that it shall be fulfilled now. Everything that was written in the volume of the book concerning my family, concerning my son, concerning my daughter, concerning my children, concerning my husband and my wife, concerning, hallelujah, glory to God, my sister and my brother. God, I thank you that everything that is written in the volume of the book concerning KCC, concerning my life personally, concerning this nation, concerning the nations of the earth, Father, in the name of Jesus, as an officer of the court, as an officer in the kingdom, I enforce that what is written. I enforce that which what was spoken. Everything that has been written concerning my life, every prophetic destiny, every prophetic purpose concerning my life, I declare that it will come to pass. I command it to come to pass without delay. I command it to come to pass without interference. Hey, Malabashekemondo, I declare the divine timing of God. I declare that not only will it happen, but it will happen according to your divine timing. I thank you for divine timing. I thank you that you are setting me up with strategic relationships so that I can walk in everything that you call me to walk in according to what is written in the book. I override all interference. I override all interference. I rebuke every hindrance, every blockage that would come to hinder what was written in the volume of the book concerning my life. I thank you in the name of Jesus that you are opening doors of favor in high places. And I thank you for a manifestation of every promise that has been spoken in my life. Whatever was written, I command it to come to pass now. I override all demonic interference. I override every blockage, every door. Hey, hey. Hey, Malabashata, every attack of the enemy that desires to hinder what was spoken concerning my life, in the name of Jesus, Satan, your plan is crushed. I destroy it. I dismantle it. I command your power to no avail. Father, according to the word of the Lord and according to what is written, I thank you that it shall come to pass. Your word declares, hallelujah, that the seed of the righteous shall be saved. That is written in the volume of the book. So according to that book, I command deliverance to the seed of the righteous. I command salvation to the seed of the righteous. What is written in the volume of the book is that you will supply my need, and is that you had pleasure in my prosperity. According to that promise, hallelujah, according to what is written in the name of Jesus, I command prosperity. I command breakthrough, but I command deliverance in the life of your people, and declare in the name of Jesus that what was written shall come to pass. Hey, Hobasha, though the vision tarry, I will wait on it, because at the end it's going to speak and it shall not lie. I decree manifestation of whatever was written. I decree manifestation of whatever was spoken, whatever was declared, whatever has been written in eternity, whatever has been settled in the heavens, I enforce it on the earth. According to Matthew, whatever I bind on earth is whatever's bound in heaven. So in the name of Jesus, hey, 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 by divine authority, hey, as an officer of the court, I enforce it. I command it. Open your mouth and pray with your lazy self. Open your mouth and intercede. Glory to God with your sleepy self. Come on, call on the name of the Lord and declare that whatever was written concerning your life will manifest. Come on, pray fervently. Pray violently. The kingdom of God suffers violent and the violent. Take it by force. Not the cute, not the tired, not the sleepy, with your defeated self wondering why you can't tap into nothing from God because you're tired. Baby, you getting tired. Hallelujah. But the devil is fighting. That's his job. So in the name of Jesus, get up right now. Hallelujah. You're full of dressing and macaroni and cheese and greens and can't get up and pray. That devil ain't nothing but a liar. Open your mouth, intercede, and pray and command whatever was written in the volume of the book concerning your life. Command it to come to pass. Command it to happen. I declare it. I decree it. Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever was written concerning KCC, concerning our influence, concerning our reach, concerning where we would go and what you would do, Ida Bodo Udelendeleki Dalabasha, I command it, I enforce it, I decree it. Hey, Erebo Shaba, Yambia Sikele, Limandili Kitaya, Branka Lamanda Mohoba, Habia Sise, Libandele, Olabashata, Handele me, Mendele Kidala, Ramane Mando, Munini Mikiandele me, Vazia, Vazia Lobo, Lukunini Mikitalamanda, in the name of Jesus. Yes, you have to enforce it. You have to decree it. You have to declare it. Amen. You have what you say. So you got to command that thing to come to pass. Hallelujah. Psalm 79. Hallelujah. Psalm 79. We are praying that the wickedness of the wicked will come to an end. Isaiah, we are decreeing that the wickedness of the wicked will come to an end. We are decreeing that. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, I command the wickedness of the wicked concerning my life to end now. I say end now. I say end now. Raise your right hand and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I clap your hands, stump your feet, declare it, and command an end. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare an end to every operation of betrayal in my life. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the life of my family, in the life of my children, in the life of KCC, I command an end to all financial hardship. Father, I declare that whatever the enemy is working on and whatever the enemy is planning, I command an end to it now. I command an end to all emotional manipulation. I command an end to all interference in my career. in my alo olebe e sheremanda, in my business opportunities. I command an end to every demonic attack of the enemy that will come against my son, that will come against my daughter, that will come against my niece and my nephew, that will come against my brother and my sister, that will come against my husband and my wife. I command an end to the workings of the enemy. I command an end to his agenda. I command whatever he is doing to stop now. I issue an injunction, and I declare a sanction against him and command his movement to be halted. I steal the avenger. I steal the avenger. I steal the avenger and decree in the name of Jesus an end to all demonic manipulation, an end to all cycles of delay, an end to every working of the enemy, every operation of witchcraft, of black magic, white magic, contagious magic, candle magic, potion magic, Caribbean voodoo, luba, lumache, every demonic power that would operate in the fire kingdom, in the marine kingdom, hallelujah, in the human kingdom, in the forest kingdom, in the animal kingdom, by divine authority, I command an end to the workings of the enemy. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and command it to end. Command it to end. Command that attack from that individual at your job to end. Command that attack, that sickness, that infirmity, that disease, command it to end. I thank you that it is ended. I thank you that cancer is ending now. I thank you that poverty is ending now. I command it to end. I declare it to end. Hey, 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 Shata, ho, Mikande, hey, Mendele Ketalabaso, Uleleba Shandiria, Lemandili Bi Andolobo Shoto, Rotolobo Kulandili Asa, Javanzeze, Zazili Biki Kantalamaya, Reberebo Shabandia, Landilili Andala Azia, Zikandili Mi Andolo, Rubankele Me, Leba Shata, Okobo Kubashele, Rebere de Bazi, Lemandele Gita. I said I command an end to every operation of betrayal, every operation, every household enemy within and without. I command an end to every Judas in my life. I command an end to every Judas in KCC. I command an end to every Absalom in my life. Every Absalom connected to my life, connected to KCC, I command an end. Hey, 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 I command an end. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and command it to end. Command it to end. Command it to end. Command it to end. Command these people out of your life that keep taking advantage of you, that keep using you. Command it to end now. Command it to end now. Command it to end now. Every liar, every deceiver, every manipulator in your life, I command you to end now. Hey, Malabasha, Yankeme, 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 Mankana Makikanta Lamoya, Robolobo Shande, Brinkele di Allah, Labashata, Yashatini, Livundili Kiralabahaza. Hey, 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 in the name of Jesus. God said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40, let all things be done decently and in order. We are commanding order in our lives. I said we are commanding order. Amen. Amen. I'm commanding order in my life. I need it. Glory to God. I've had order in every area of my life, but I'm declaring order, hallelujah, in I said in most areas, but I'm commanding order in every area. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm commanding order in my eating, in my sleeping, in my scheduling. I'm commanding order. Amen. But it's going to start on December the 1st because I got to finish eating all these leftovers from Thanksgiving. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I command divine order to be established in every area of my life Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I command divine order. I command divine order. I decree divine order. I release divine order in every area of my life. I command it to be established in every dimension of my life. Father, not just in my life, but in the life of KCC, in the life of BCM, in the life of this nation, in the life of governments, hallelujahs, and dominions and thrones. I command divine order. I call for the spirit of good stewardship. I command excellence to be activated in my life and in the life of every individual who is connected to me, who is connected to my family. I command divine order in my eating habits. I command divine order in my worship. I command divine order in my praise, in my finances. Father, you are a God of order. You are a God of structure. I thank you that today as I pray that you are sending people in my life to help me enforce order, not people who try to force it, but you are sending people, hallelujah, to establish order in my life. You are sending people in my life to help me walk in divine order, to help me walk in the fulfillment of that you have called me to walk in, because you are a God of structure. My God, before, hallelujah, you turned the water into wine. You gave an order that said, fill the water pots. Before you called that woman to never thirst again, you gave an order, and that order was to borrow vessels, not a few. And Father, many of us are not prospering because we have ideas, but we have no order. We have a great, great thoughts, but we don't have order. But I command order. I decree order. I thank you that you're giving me order in every area of my life. I thank you that you are bringing order in every area of our church. Father, bless KCC, but give us a spirit of order. Give us excellence in the name of Jesus. God, I pray this sincerely, and I mean this with every fiber of my being. Mark this in the heavens and in the earth. Hey, any individual, Heaven, ale koshamai, mikandili mikikalamahaza, Lord, akamandili italamasha. Lord, honor this prayer on the 26th of November. Any individual in leadership who is not supposed to be there, who is out of order, Father, by divine authority, as the governor and the leader, I command them to be removed now, Malabashata. I command them to be removed now. I don't care where they are. I don't care who they are. I command them to be removed now. Every individual who is out of order, I command them to be removed now. I command them to be removed now by fire or by force. If they don't line up, remove them. If they don't come under subjection, remove them. If they won't obey, remove them. I declare it amongst leadership. I declare it amongst musicians. I declare it amongst praise teams, ushers, greeters, every individual in any department who has a contrary fighting spirit. Remove them now. Remove them now. By divine authority, by the power of the cross, by the covenant of order and structure, I command a removal. I command a removal. I command a removal. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and command every individual in your life who is not in order, every individual in your space who is not in order, command them to be removed now. Command them to be removed now. Every woman, every man, every boy, every girl, every partner, every minister, every individual, I command them to be removed now. Lift your voice. Ah, man sheke yakashuma. Ila la babasha. Hallelujah. That prayer point is Amos 3:3 also. Command them to be removed now. Did not you say that two cannot walk together except they be agreed? So in the name of Jesus, I command them to be removed by fire, Be removed by force. Be removed now. Be removed now. Every individual in business who is not in order, every individual who is fighting me in high places, I command them to be removed now in the name of Jesus. Ekosha. Yakania. Yo Shanda Bahaya. Now listen, KCC Jacks, Charlotte, Houston, everywhere, and I mean this. If you off the day, I expect you in prayer. We are enforcing the plan and the purpose of God concerning our life. Some of y'all be in prayer and you be asleep the whole time. Let's get to this church and pray. Church prayers at 12 o'clock. 12 to 2. Let's call on the name of the Lord. Let's decree the miraculous. Let's believe God for change. Let's believe God for a turnaround. Let's pray for a move of the Spirit. Let's pray for revival. Let's enforce the plan of God concerning our life, concerning our destinies, concerning the destiny of your children. Command it and decree it. They're in Jacksonville. I told y'all prayer got to come up. Amen. Y'all want to be loud and in the seed and all that stuff. Hallelujah. But I don't see you in prayer time. So let's make it to prayer, 12 o'clock. Let's make it to prayer in Jacksonville. Let's get in prayer in Charlotte. Let's get in prayer then Houston at 12 o'clock. Let's call on the name of the Lord. And let's pray. Let's join our prayers together. All right, nationally, internationally, let's intercede. Let's call on the name of the Lord and decree the miraculous in our life. I'm excited because I'm telling you, these people are getting out of your life that don't mean you no good. They are being removed now. They will not make it into next year. By fire or by force, God's going to remove them because you can't go into another year like that. With them being out of order. Amen. What do you mean? Every person that is in the body, every person that goes to church is a part of your life, is a part of a body. And amen. If there's a toe on your body that don't have good circulation, it's out of order. They remove it. Because if they don't remove it, it will end up affecting the whole body. A mess up in one area of the body will end up affecting the whole body. And I don't need to miss anything and experience a spiritual cancer in my life, all because I refuse to cut something off. The devil is a liar. You are praying today and you are decreeing that these people are being removed. You are praying today. Hallelujah. And into every operation of betrayal. Amen. You are commanding the works of the enemy to come to an end all day today. You are commanding that whatever was written in the volume of the book concerning your life will come to pass. And you are praying that the promise of God and the plan of God will prevail. When Jacob wrestled with an angel, his name was changed to Israel. Meaning, thou hast prevailed. That's what we're decreeing, that we will prevail. Hallelujah. Some of you need a name change. Some of you need a name change. You are blessed. You are favored. My God, you're untouchable. My God, this is a great season for you. Nothing going to be able to stop you. I know that by the Spirit. That's why we're sowing and trusting God and believing Him, knowing that no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper. You are blessed. I will see you in prayer today. It's from 12 to 2. I will see you. Get in there and pray fervently, not cutely. Pray fervently, because that's what happens when you pray. Things change. Just get there and pray. Call on the name of the Lord. Believe God for the miraculous. Don't you need things to overturn and to move and break for you? We're commanded to be so. Let's pray. You are blessed. I'll see you at 12. And if I don't see you at 12, I'll see you this evening at 6 o'clock for our last prayer for this week. You are blessed. More grace.